Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on this glorious day. Any day is a glorious day when God wakes us up to live out his purpose in our life, you guys. It's his purpose. We're always trying to figure out what our purpose is in life, but it's actually his purpose. He already has it figured out. All we need to do is pray and listen to him and follow his plan, because he's with us, he's for us, he's never going to leave us, and we are children of the true King. So I am so grateful every week to be here with God's breath in my lungs and your lungs. His blood's running through our veins. He woke us up this morning for a divine purpose, and it's a good day when that happens. And so this show is about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, stress management, finance, all of that. And your health is your wealth, and we need to take care of our wealth too and live our life plan our future, as my friends at Turning Tides Financial says. So, you know, faith and fitness and finance and health, it all goes hand in hand. And that's what we talk about every week here at WDCX Radio. I was listening this morning to The Breakfast Blend. And boy, if you haven't listened to The Breakfast Blend lately, I'll tell you, it is just an awesome show with Zach Boron. Of course, everyone knows Neil Boron, you know, during the week and all of our wonderful programming that we have here. But I love listening to Zach on Saturday mornings, and he's always playing all of my favorite songs. I don't know how he does that, but he does. And so make sure you check that out in the morning. And we have great shows on Saturday here. But we have a lot to talk about today. And first of all, I want to congratulate all of the people who just completed our four-week class. And they have done an amazing job. It's our Fit Over 40 class that we do at All Care for Women, although guys are in the class too. And we have 30-year-olds in the class, even though it's Fit Over 40. But, you know, I'm talking from experience now. It's a time when we need to do at every single age what our body needs. And it's not the same when you're 20 as it is when you're 30. And it's not the same when you're 30 as it is when you're 40 and 50 and 60. It just is different. So we have, our bodies have different needs. Our bodies, hormones change, our microbiome changes, and our brain changes. And so that's what we're talking about. So we're going to be talking about that more when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And then later on in the show today is author Angela Donato. She's a podcast host, a speaker, and author, and she wrote the latest book. She's got several books. Is called Astounded, Encountering God in Everyday Moments. And I've interviewed Angela before on the show on her previous books, but she is amazing. She's got a story about how she almost expired. She almost went home to be with the Lord, and how really God was with her. So she's just got a heart for living life to its fullest. And I love that about her. So we'll talk to her later on in the show. But when we come back, we're going to talk about brain health and body health and ants. You'll find out what those are. I've been talking about that on AM Buffalo. By the way, make sure you tune in every week to my segments on AM Buffalo, WKBW-TV. I know our friends in Canada get that as well. So, all right. So listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. They're my chiropractors. Dr. Arend has been fixing me up lately. I'll tell you, all of the doctors at Notaro Chiropractic are amazing. And you can't just go there when you have a backache or a neck ache or anything like that. You guys, this is, you know, wellness for our body. It is what we need to do to be proactive about our health. And it's something that I'm so grateful that my mom introduced me to many years ago to chiropractic care when I was little, before I knew Notaro Chiropractic, and it had made a big difference in my life. It will change your life, your health, and everything else. And I truly believe that everyone needs to go and have the best chiropractor. So go to Notaro Chiropractic. And by the way, we have something very special going on that involves involves Notaro Chiropractic that we'll be talking about in the next couple weeks. So make sure you stay tuned for that because it's exciting news. All right, you guys, we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And so, you know, I talk a lot about cancer on this show. In fact, we had Dr. Patel on this show a couple weeks ago talking about her innovative treatment, innovative and integrative treatments for cancer and many other things. We'll talk about that again. But, you know, I often talk about the China study, which is a study about how when you eat more animal products in your diet, the rate of cancer goes up. That's well known, but there was research out this week, and maybe you've watched Forks Over Knives. That's another movie on, you know, that you can rent or get on TV or whatever, but it also talks about that fact too, that the more animal products we eat, the higher our risk of cancer is and the higher the incidence of cancer. And that includes dairy too. Well, there was another study done this week that researchers discovered a molecular link between diet and the risk of cancer. Another study which talks about the molecular link between meat and dairy diets and the development of antibodies in the blood that increase the chances of developing cancer. Now, this was another study done. It's not really new news. But, you know, if you, you know, research this at all, if you know someone with cancer or if you yourself have cancer, I want you to know that your dietary habits and your lifestyle matter. I mean, I think pretty much everyone knows that, but there are more and more and more studies coming out. And this one, you know, really pinpoints the development of those antibodies in the blood that increases the chances of developing cancer. The casein in the dairy products and the milk and all of that are linked. So, you know, we teach a lot of this to our patients at Raw Truth Integrative Health. And I just want you to know that, you know, there are integrative treatments out there that can help you with this, along with changing your diet. I feel like, you know, I've said this before, but there's a pill for every ill, and then we get a bill. So when you are sick with anything, you go to the doctor, what happens? You get medication. And now, I'm not saying that doctors are bad. My daughter is a physician, and we need doctors. But our first line of defense should not be medication. A pill for every ill, then we get a bill. What I have learned over the years, and I've learned this because my sister, you know, had cancer. As you know, my sister was, you may or may not know that my sister was misdiagnosed for 2 years with what doctors misdiagnosed her with for 2 years, with a blocked milk duct. It was not a blocked milk duct. When she was rightly diagnosed, she had stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. We went to 3 world-class hospitals with world-class doctors who told my sister, my mother, my brother-in-law, and I that my sister needed to go home and get her affairs in order, that she only had a few weeks, a few months to live. Can I just tell you that the reason why I'm talking to you today about health and wellness, the reason why I believe God's given me all the platforms he's giving me to help people to get well is because my sister, who was given weeks and months to live, lived 10 years. I mean, she had 10 more years with her 4 children, 2 babies. And so we can change our health. We can change our diet. And had I known then what I know now, a lot would have changed. Her quality of life would have been much better. But I did know a little bit back then, and it was many, many years ago. It was almost 20 years ago. But I'll tell you what, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now, guys. And that's why Anne-Marie and I are teaching our healthy eating classes and our nutrition and Fit Over 40 classes and our hormone classes and our gut microbiome classes, because you can change your health. And right now, we're doing it on Zoom, and we're also doing it live at All Care for Women. And I mean, this last session was completely sold out. Our seminars have been completely sold out. And there's a reason for that, because obviously during COVID, I don't know about you, but COVID has wrecked me. I mean, it's wrecked me to the point where it's in a good way. I've realized what's really important, because we get so busy that we forget about what is important in life. You know, we get on that rat race of life. And if you know me at all, you've known me that I've always had 7 different jobs, right? I'm always balancing 7 different balls in the air. And I'm okay with it. It's what I've been doing most of my career. And I love helping people on all these different platforms and venues and everything else. But it can consume us sometimes when we are getting so busy. And I do believe that COVID happened for a reason. It happened so that we shut down everything and realized that what matters is, number one, our faith in God, our family, the time that we have with our family. And so during that time, I decided to obviously spend a lot of time with my family, but also take a couple of cutting edge certifications. And one of them was Dr. Amen's brain health certification. And that's why I'm talking a lot about brain lately, because, you know, for the past 40 years as a nutritionist and RN and fitness, you know, quote unquote expert, I've spent a lot of time helping people get fit with their bodies, get healthy with their bodies, but I have not spent a lot of time thinking about our brain changing. And so this is fascinating to me. And as a psychiatric nurse by trade, I can tell you that in every other field of medicine, we do imaging for any problems that we have, but not the brain. When it comes to psychotherapy or psychiatry, most times we don't look at brain imaging. And that's a problem because now I'm learning that the brain changes with every decade. In fact, our brain changes every day, depending on how we live our lifestyle, depending on the food that we eat and everything else. And what works in your 40s does not work in your 50s or 60s. What works in your 30s doesn't work in your 50s. It's different. We need to eat foods that boost our brain, foods that fuel and feed our body and our brain. And that's what we're focusing on right now, because literally, I mean, and this is biblical, okay? You can change your brain and change your life. You can change your brain and change everything. And of course, you know, with all of the negativity that we are bombarded with right now, guys, we are bombarded with on social media and in every other way, it is crazy. We have to be very, very careful what we put in our brain. We have to be very, very careful of what we put in our body, and even more so in our brain, I believe. And so, you know, we know that a lot of political stuff is going on right now, a lot of debates about that, a lot of debates about COVID. But God commands us in His Word to focus on Him. And whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, and if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. That's what we need to focus on. And I also read an article this week that talked about physical therapy and how the people that were taking physical therapy and believed that that physical therapy was working, it actually, the study showed that the physical therapy worked better. Now that's not like new age stuff, but really our thoughts matter. I'm going to talk more about that when we come back from our Endura sponsors. Listen, talking about changing your life, you've got to check out my friends at Turning Tides Financial. Katie and Julianne have been on this show many times, and they have changed my life, my husband's life, our relationship, our financial status, all right. How could I say our financial health? That's how I'll say it, not status. Our financial health. We need to live our life and plan our future. And it doesn't matter if you're 20, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50. It's never too late to change your health, your fitness level, or your financial health. So live your life, plan your future. I'm going to say this, Katie, once again this week, sent me a link of something that I needed to know as a business owner that is to my benefit. Had she not sent me that, I would have lost out. Now, this is about the 20th time she's done this. So you've got to have someone guiding you for your finances, just like you have to have someone guiding you for your health. They're not selling you anything. They are truly there to help you live your life, plan your future. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial, live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
It is The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance. And I want to thank Solomon on the other side of the glass, always making things run so perfectly, making me look so professional over here because I have no idea about this electronic and, you know, radio stuff. But I know what I do. I know I'm good at, I guess, telling you what I need you to know, and that is we need to take care of this temporary hirsute, this temporary mobile home, as I like to call it. And you know there's seven truths to health and fitness, faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, stress management, and how it's all vital to your health. And, you know, our class just finished, our four-week class on Fit Over 40 just finished this past week, and we have another one starting this week, which, by the way, I think the live class is sold out on Thursday night at All Care for Women. But the Tuesday Zoom class, I believe, is still open. You can go to RobbieRaw.com to register for that. It's 4 weeks, and I'm telling you, you will learn so much about your brain and your body. You will lose weight. Our participants lost up to 15 pounds, eating a lot of food, not starving themselves, and it's nutrient-dense food. You know, there's method to my madness. It's not brain surgery, but there is a science to being able to jumpstart your metabolism. And, you know, one of the ways that I like to do that for my participants is intermittent fasting, and it's actually good for brain warriors too. As you may know, intermittent fasting has been making the headlines for a couple years now as a weight loss strategy. And intermittent fasting is when you give your body a chance to rest between meals. Typically, the practice involves fasting for about 12 to 15 or 16 hours at a time. And it makes a person think more clearly, feel more energetic. I'm telling you, you will lose a lot of weight this way too. And Obviously, this is something that we do at night while you're sleeping, okay? So there's science backed up of the health benefits of intermittent fasting. One of them is it takes out the brain trash. You know, you think about it as a little Pac-Man going through your brain and body to gobble up debris. That's really what intermittent fasting is like. It triggers a process in your brain and your body that literally consumes defective tissues and clears out debris that builds up and are believed to be associated with even Alzheimer's. So by clearing out the damaged cells, it promotes regeneration of the newer and healthier cells. So that's one thing. Take out the brain trash. You know, intermittent fasting also... It helps fight insulin resistance. And a research, and I believe it was the British Journal of Nutrition, showed that intermittent fasting produced greater improvements in insulin sensitivity, which helps you prevent type 2 diabetes. So having too much insulin distorts your hunger and many of the hormones that tell you whether or not you're hungry. And even though you've just eaten, so some of the hormones that we have, if you've just finished a meal, can trick our bodies and make us feel like we're still hungry. So intermittent fasting actually improves insulin sensitivity, reverses this trend so you feel full. We talk a lot about this in our four-week class coming up, along with everything else about your hormones, your microbiome, and everything else. But intermittent fasting, by the way, also lowers your blood pressure during sleep. Time-restricted feeding helps reduce blood pressure while you sleep, which is really good for your heart. And what's good for your heart, as you know, I've always say this, is good for your brain, even good fats. So avoiding meals for 2 to 3 hours prior to bedtime decreases your heart, your risk of heart attack or a stroke or something like that. So it's really good in terms of your blood pressure as well. Also, I'm trying to think, intermittent fasting actually, as you know, burns more fat. So intermittent fasting helps to accelerate metabolism, rev up growth hormone production, increases muscle mass, and burns fat, you know, more slowly in your body. So basically, it's one of the things that we use as like the fountain of youth. You know, you've heard that term before. Intermittent fasting also helps boost your memory. Restricting the hours when you eat has been shown to significantly improve your memory. And, you know, I remember when Pastor Marty was on my show and he lost like 50 pounds. He and Neil Boron and Matt Gold, Pastor Matt, I remember that Pastor Marty had said that all three of them were in this like weight loss program with me where they were getting healthier. And Pastor Marty had said that he was able to think more clearly when he was doing his sermons. He had a better memory and things like that. It really does show that intermittent fasting helps improve your memory. According to the study, there's been many studies, but I know one of them was in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics because that was in my course that I took. Intermittent fasting also decreases inflammatory markers. And so, you know, on this show, I talk about inflammation a lot and how it's linked to cancer, Alzheimer's disease, depression, bipolar disease, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, obesity, and more. Intermittent fasting actually lowers our inflammation in our body. So if you're somebody walking around with pain in your joints and all of that, try intermittent fasting. But you may not even know that you have a propensity for cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorders, obesity, and all of that. You may not even know that, but just try intermittent fasting. And really, there's been tons of findings about the benefit of it, this in particular, in decreasing inflammatory markers in nutrition research. So that is also a good thing for you. Intermittent fasting also boosts your mood, you guys. So if you're having mood disorders, and of course, right now there's a lot of stress with the election and with COVID, try some intermittent fasting. The research of Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging found that after 3 months of intermittent fasting, study participants improve their moods and decrease tension, anger, and confusion. So there's so much wealth of research pointing to the health benefits of intermittent fasting. I encourage you to read my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, because it will tell you more about intermittent fasting and really give you a whole detox and a whole protocol for that. And you can get a signed copy from me or attend our programs. I mean, Anne-Marie and I, we have this next four-week program that starts this week at All Care for Women in Williamsville, and also on Zoom. We have people in other states. We have people in Canada taking our programs all on Zoom. I mean, I'm doing everything from my house right now. AM Buffalo, my podcast, my fitness classes, my nutrition classes, everything is done on Zoom, but we also do some things live too. So go to RobbieRaw.com for more information. Hey guys, when we come back, we're going to talk with author Angela Donato. She wrote another book called Astounded, Encountering God in Everyday Moments. I want to tell you about Dr. Patel. I've had her on this show before. She is amazing. We are so excited to have her as a new sponsor of the show. If you are looking for a functional medicine doctor, I'm telling you, when you want integrative care, you really do need to go to a doctor that's going to be able to do blood work and order tests and things like that. But she helps integratively get to the root cause of your disease. Get to the root cause, not just put a Band-Aid on it, not just a pill for every ill and then you get a bill. Dr. Patel gets to the root cause of disease. She's an environmental functional medicine doctor. I know a lot of people don't know that term because environmental, but I mean, she treats, you know, toxins in our bodies. We know that there's toxins in the air, the food, the water, the soil, the air, the food, the water, the soil, which affect our brain, by the way. It affects our body. It affects our health. It opens the door to disease. She's also doing cutting edge treatment that's only found in Germany in her office in Williamsville, New York, with phototherapy. And I'm telling you, this stuff is amazing. It was totally a God thing that I met Dr. Patel, and I want you to know you need to check her out. You'll hear about her now, and we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
If you're looking for a doctor that gets to the root cause of disease, you must go see Dr. Patel of the Environmental Health Center at Buffalo, a center for the treatment of chronic diseases. Dr. Patel diagnoses and treats a variety of conditions, including chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, as well as food, chemical, and hormone sensitivities. And if you're battling cancer, Dr. Patel can help you by employing her innovative, integrative, multidimensional approach to cancer treatment. She will help you not only manage your cancer, but find the root cause for it. She has a special YAG laser that helps to reverse inflammation and chronic knee pain, shoulder pain, back pain. If you're scheduled for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement, you must visit her before going through surgery. Plus, Dr. Patel offers many nutritional infusions and even ketamine infusion treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression. So if you're tired of fighting your daily battle with chronic illness, then don't wait to contact Dr. Patel of the Environmental Health Center at Buffalo. You can contact her at 716-714-0771 or by going online to ehcbuffalo.com.
Have your hormones hijacked your body? Are you gaining weight, doing the same thing you've always done, but now it's not working? Do you feel sluggish, irritable? Have brain fog or memory problems? Are you losing muscle mass and gaining body fat? Do you have gut microbiome issues? Are you craving sugar? Does your blood work show normal, but you still feel sick, thick, and tired? You need help from experts who've been there, who've helped thousands with a proven track record, who are armed with decades of experience and cutting-edge certifications. You need the experts at Raw Truth Health. Check out our private and group sessions. If you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Just start. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you.
Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Are you in the Buffalo, New York area and need to get your bike fixed, tuned up, or repaired at your convenience, but don't have the time or a way to take your bike to a traditional bike shop? Spin and Grin is a convenient and time-saving solution. Spin and Grin is a mobile bike shop that comes directly to you. Have a flat tire or need a complete annual tune-up? Spin and Grin can handle it. Or do you need a brand new bike assembled from scratch? They can do that too. Plus, they'll give your brand new bike a tune-up while they're at it. Spin and Grin can build, fix, and maintain any brand, style, or age of bicycle, all while coming directly to you. Book your easy and convenient appointment now at spingrin.us. That's SPINGRIN.US. Or call or text 716-406-7294.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And you've heard about Angela Donadio here before. We've had her on our show. She's a Bible teacher, author, international speaker. I've had the pleasure of speaking alongside of her. She's amazing. Recording artist. She's a beautiful voice. She's a good friend of Carrie Cardinelli's and I. She's an advocate for rural women in Africa. She's a survivor of two near-death experiences. She's encourages others to make life matter. And as a women's pastor and ordained minister, she serves alongside her husband, Dale, who's a lead pastor of a thriving church. And she's an adventure junkie, mom of two young adults, and resources women with relevant biblical content, including her weekly podcasts and blogs at angeladonato.com. So good morning, Angela.
Hi, good morning, Robbie.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. You're always so energetic and perky.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be with you this morning.
It's so good to be with you. And I don't know where you find the time to do everything you do. I mean, people say, I'm busy, Angela. I'd like to follow you around for a day.
You know, I think it's seasonal. So sometimes certain things, you know, move to the forefront, just like all our lives. And other times, something else is a little bit more in the forefront. And this year, you know, it's been, we've all had maybe a little bit more of an upheaval to our typical schedule. But I'm grateful just to do whatever God calls me to do and just keep giving him my yes in the next season and the next. So it's, yeah, it's balanced, but we all have to deal with those issues.
Oh, absolutely. And now, you, we had you on the show with, was it your first book?
Oh, goodness. It might have been. I released Finding Joy, which is a study of Philippians for joy-thirsty women. So that might have been the first book. And then I released Fearless, which is a six-session Bible study, ordinary women of the Bible who dare to do extraordinary things. Okay. And that was just released in October. So probably it was the first book, and now I just released my third, which is a devotional called Astounded, Encountering God in Everyday Moments.
And can I just tell you, I love the artwork of your face on this book. It is so cute, and it's so you, because you just have so much energy. Those eyes are always bright and perky and big, and I just love the front cover of this book. Whoever did a
Thank
great job.
You. It was so much fun to do. Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us about Astounded, Encountering God in Everyday Moments. What's it about?
Absolutely, Robbie. You know, I feel like if we had talked about last year, I would have said we're living over scheduled lives and we don't have any margin. And then this year, I feel like we're living over taxed lives by so much uncertainty that really takes a toll. And I know stress is something that you've spoken to a lot. And so I wanted to give women especially an opportunity, a reprieve, to step away from their schedules and the stress that we are carrying this year and just take a deep breath. So Astounded is a collection of raw personal stories from my own life, and it has spiritual application in every single one. They're bite-sized chunks. They're easy to read over your morning coffee. You know, it's a different type of a book than the Bible studies I've released before, which are a little bit more in-depth. But this will give, you know, people a chance to really keep your eyes peeled for the miracle that are hidden in life's ordinary and even messy moments, because God is speaking to us all the time, Robbie. I just feel like sometimes we miss him, whether we're distracted or we're too busy or we're just thinking that maybe he speaks to Robbie, but he doesn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to see him. He wants us to see his fingerprints. And even in a year like this, we can still say, God, what is it you're trying to show me? How can you use the worst of circumstances to bring out the best in me?
Absolutely. And he is trying to teach us something all the time. I feel like one of the things, and I was talking about this earlier in the show, like this whole COVID thing, like it wrecked me. It broke me. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it did. It's like I needed a reset. I needed a refresh or a reset. And it really reset me in ways that I didn't even know I needed. It allowed me to focus more on God, of course, allowed me to focus more on his purpose for my life rather than my purpose for my life. It allowed me to focus on my family, which, you know, we get so busy, we forget, you know, that we need to really shut down electronically. We need to shut everything out in the world. And it's not a coincidence that God shut everything down, is it?
That's right. No, that's right. Because I think we're creatures of comfort. I mean, I find that in my own life, and maybe you find that we just kind of, I think we're on autopilot a bit. You know, my husband and I pastor a church, and I think church is new. Let's do things this way. Not that we're not dependent on God, but you kind of have a way you're doing things, and then everything was interrupted this year.
Yeah.
And so when that kind of interruption on this scale, you know, enters our life, we have to really step back and figure out what it is God is doing. I'm not saying he caused it, but he certainly can use it. And there's certainly something he's trying to get us to see. And you're speaking very profoundly to, I think, a key issue is he was trying to get us to shift our priorities and to, you know, realign back with his purposes, slow down, you know, take a deep breath, not live so harried. And again, those are the moments we miss him. Those are the ways, if we're not cautious and careful, that we're just blowing past people. We're missing opportunities to be kind or to see a need or to respond. And we're just reacting. We're living reactionary lives. And so this year forced us to just completely shift our perspective, and because our whole normal was shifted. So, you know, we can't help but change when everything around us is changing. So I think we can actually look at it as a good thing. It just depends on the perspective we're looking at it with.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I shared with my classes this week is what I have found is I went from, you know, all this time when everything was shut down and it was so wonderful and I was like sitting outside watching the wind and the trees with my little Luigi dog, to all of a sudden September, everything picked up again in my life. My business started booming again and everything. And I literally had to step back and say, okay, Robbie, you're getting lost in the world again. I want to be in the world, not of the world. I want to, you know, keep my focus on the things that are important. And I was getting so busy again with my seven businesses that
sure.
I felt like, oh my gosh, it's happening again. And I think, you know, a book like Astounded can really help us to shift our priorities again.
Yeah. And it's so many just different personal stories. You know, you mentioned I'm Adventure Junkie. There's stories about my travel, but there's also stories of me as a mom, as a pastor's wife, just going about my everyday life and seeing how God, to use that word interrupted again, interrupted my, you know, just mundane moments even, or messy moments, and said, listen, I want you to stop. You know, Robbie, it's those moments that tug at our sleeve and ask us to take notice. And a lot of times that's the Holy Spirit trying to speak to us, and we just blow right past that and keep on going. And you're speaking to something that I think is going to be a challenge for all of us. Many of us feel like we need to play catch up. We lost time this year. We mm-hmm. lost business. We lost revenue. So now all of a sudden it's, oh my goodness, I need to just play catch up. And, you know, and if we're not careful, we're right back into that whirlwind, and we're going to find ourselves very stressed out. And mm-hmm. I just don't think that's the rhythm that God wants us to be in. And I think Astounded also shows you some ways you can reset the rhythms of your life and permanently reset those, because we have these choices to say, you know, those are my boundaries, or that's as much as I can give today, or that's not a normal that I want to return to, and constantly filtering our choices through what the Word of God has to say. So there's an encouragement from Scripture in every single devotion. It's 52 devotions. So ideally you could use one a week, and it just kind of be a little bit of a reset button, like you were saying. And I don't want them to just read my stories and say, oh, wow, look at Angela having fun in this place, or look at how God spoke to her. I want readers to say, I want to be more aware. Mm-hmm. I want to stay in a posture of awareness and availability to God to say, okay, God, what do you want me to see today? Who do you want me to speak to? How do you want my day to unfold? Instead of just this frantic pace that we've been living up until 2020.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, God is present with us, but when we're too busy, we miss it. And so we need to be still. We need to get quiet with him, and we need to be aware of his presence. And, you know, I think we all need as you know, sisters and brothers to encourage one another to do that, because I have to tell you real quick what happened to me this past week. Now I'm teaching this brain certification program. Yeah, it's amazing. And how to be more mindful about what we're doing and everything else. But I was in a store and I literally was shopping for two things, but I ended up getting 50 things. And I was on my phone. People were calling me. I was texting. I was emailing while I was shopping around. I get up to the cash register and I literally have not my cart with 50 things in it, but somebody else's cart with one thing in it. And, you know, it was just like, whoa, Robbie, you're teaching others to be mindful and being in the moment. But look what you mm-hmm. just did. So I went back to the store. I found my cart. Now there's a line. Now I get in the line, go up to the cash register. Now, prior to going to the store, I went and got gas, but I was on the phone when I was getting gas. So I did not put my wallet in my purse. I put it back on the seat. I get up to the cash register after she's getting all of my stuff rung up and everything else. I look for my wallet and it's not there. It's on the seat of the car. She had to unring it because she couldn't wait for me to go back out and get it. And it was just like, I literally had to have a talk with myself like, Robbie, you need to focus on one thing at a time and be mindful of what you're doing, and not, you're back into this crazy, you know, multitasking life. And that happens with us, with God too. And that's why
100%.
I love what you're saying. And I also want to encourage listeners to pick up your other book, about joy, because I think right now so many people are struggling with joy that they're having a hard time finding it, because we're bombarded with all this negativity on social media and in the news. Go ahead.
Well, and joy is an internal posture. It's an internal decision. If we can't we can't let our joy, which is really different than happiness, we can't let our joy be contingent upon an external circumstance. Because if we tether our joy to anything else other than God, we can lose those things. If I say, you know, my kind of promise of that book is if we look through the lens of God's perspective, we can love the life we see. Right. And we want to love our lives. We want to live full and meaningful lives. But we end up inadvertently tethering our joy to, well, you know, when I lose the next 10 pounds and when my yes. marriage is a little bit better and when my kids are, you know, when the laundry piles are done and when COVID is passed. So we just keep pushing joy further and further away from us when we do that, mm-hmm. rather than saying, I can make the choices now to shift the way I'm looking at things, look through the lens of God's perspective. Yes, it's challenging at times. I'm not going to lie to you. And in spite of COVID, you know, in spite of all this terrible year with all these challenges and things we faced, I also had a really bad car accident in February. Mm-hmm. So I've had two surgeries. And as a writer and a piano player, Robbie, I mean, my wrist and hands were what was injured. Ugh. So, you know, there are moments that were really tough this year, really terrible headaches and the concussion. And so I'm not just saying like, oh, choose joy. Like it's, you know, easy. It's an active pose. It is not a... It's not a passive posture. It is, I am going to be determined to choose joy, because Nehemiah says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if we lose our joy in the middle of all of this that's going on, we are going to feel, you know, sapped of strength. We're going to feel weak. We're going to feel anemic. We're going to feel like we're struggling. And you mentioned that multitasking. With my, you know, injury to my head this year, I just could not multitask. Mm-hmm. I can do it a little bit now. But I'm realizing, you know, the neurologist has talked to me. Our brains are not wired to multitask at the pace that we are trying to get them to do. Yes. And I don't think we're realizing what it's doing to our emotions, the anxiety levels that so many people are facing. And, you know, I have to just tell you a quick funny story. There's a whole devotion in Astounded called Dodge Distraction. And it is speaking very clearly to what you were just talking about from that story. And we had a conference at our church, and I ran in the door in the morning. It was an all-day conference, and you know how it is. You're worried about a million things that morning, and did my daughter have what she needed, and did I remember to turn the curling iron off, you know, whatever else is on my mind. And I come out of the door, Robbie, at the end of the day. It's at 4 o'clock on an all-day Saturday event, and my husband is with me, and he hears something with my car, and he reaches down, and my car is running. Like, I left the car running the entire time that I – that's – 9 o'clock till like 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Thank oh my God, gosh.
I filled it up. I know, right? And thank God I filled it up with gas the day before. But I sat like you, like, wait a minute, what? How did I do that? And I realized, you know, we are living dangerously distracted lives,
yes.
And our internal narrative is distracting us. We're doing one thing, but our mind is really running amok somewhere else. And so I talked there about Luke 10, where Mary was. And Martha were with Jesus, and Martha was hosting him, and she's just so preoccupied and distracted. And, you know, I would be too if I was hosting Jesus and the disciples for dinner. I would have a million things on my mind. But Jesus says to her, listen, you're going to miss meaningful moments, Martha, and you're going to get derailed by this distraction. And so that's just one example of in Astounded of, you know, let's pause, let's look at these moments, and let's look at how we can invite God into our moments, and like you said, be mindful,
yes,
and encounter God even in everyday moments. Yes, we want these mountaintop experiences, but some people can't even go to church yet.
Right.
And you don't have to be in a physical building, although there's a wonderful sense of community and worship there. But wherever you are, you can turn any space into sacred ground. It's just a matter of our choices in those moments and filtering our choices through the Word of God instead of the narrative of the world. And the world is never going to want us to stay calm and present. It's going to want us to feel scattered.
Yes.
The enemy wants us to just feel just all over the place, because then we miss our meaning in life. And God wants us to be into, I mean, think about Robbie, think about Jesus. He literally only had a 3-year ministry, 3 years.
Yes.
To get everything done that was we would be frantically running from town to town. And that is just not how he lived his life. So it's
right.
A wonderful example for us to model.
So Angela, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, and I love everything you're saying. People are only going to have to pick up the book here now.
Thank you. Astounded.
And where can they get their book real quick?
You know, they're available anywhere, but I would love for them to have an autographed copy. So if they go to my website, angeladonadio.com, D-O-N-A-D-I-O.com, they can order books. There's some discounts available for them there, and that way they can personalize and autograph great Christmas gifts. And found it as a wonderful stocking stuffer.
Thank you so much.
Pick up a couple.
Yes, thank you. I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you for sending me copies. I love it. Angela, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much for joining us, okay?
Absolutely. God bless you. Thanks, Robbie. All right.
All right. God bless you. All right, you guys, we're going to go to our next sponsors, and we're almost done here, so stay with us. Balanced Body Foods, fresh, never frozen. Check them out. Great gifts as well. We'll be right back.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
And that is the end of our show. We will see you right back here next week. Don't forget, if you want to get in our Fit Over 40 class, it's not a workout class. It's a nutrition, health, body, mind class. And you can do it from Canada or any other state on Zoom, or you can do our live classes at All Care for Women. So next week, we'll talk more about brain and body health and anti-aging and all of that. And we'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.